Wrestle Radio Australia is a proud member of the FNX Network. You can find this show and many more at fnx.network. That's the new URL, fnx.network.
This is Brian Alvarez.
Oh,
this is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
The queen, yeah. The queen of the carpet.
Hey, this is Rocky Monero.
And there is no one that does it better.
This is five times the world heavyweight champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Ryan Adam Pearce.
Hey, this is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
You are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Hey, how we going, everybody? Welcome to the show. Thank you for downloading it. My name is Josh Armour, and it's really great to bring you another installment of Wrestle Radio Australia. Of course, if you want to follow us and tweet us while you're listening and give us your thoughts, give us a shout at Wrestle Radio AU, and you can find me at Josh JD Armour. Today, we're here to chat to Robbie Eagles. He is the inaugural Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling World Heritage Champion, and they've got an event coming up March 7th. That's going to be a cracker, and he'll be defending the title against Mick Moretti. So we're going to be talking all about that. Plus, Robbie's going to be taking some listener questions, so check that one out. And also, a good buddy of ours from Melbourne City Wrestling might be stopping by later on, just quietly. So, hang out for that. If you're an MC Dub fan and you're set for Vendetta this Saturday night in Essendon, Carlo Cannon v Cracker Jack, if you don't mind, that'll be a barn burner. So if you're in Victoria, New South Wales, wherever you are, covered for pro wrestling. Don't forget to check out Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook. Just search Australian Indie Wrestling and you'll find the page there. They've got all the events, all the schedule there for 2015. So if you want to plan ahead and book ahead with your pro wrestling dates and live shows, then you very well can over at Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook. Be sure to check them out, give them a like. Check this out. We'll be right back.
This is Jake Johnston with the world's almost finest podcast, reminding you that if you love listening to discussions around movies, TV, video games, comic books, and all kinds of other awesome stuff, then head on over to fnx.network and click on the world's almost finest. Give us a shout out, let us know what you think, listen to our episodes, we got plenty on there to go through. The world's almost finest podcast, a proud member of the FNX Network.
All right, we're here on Wrestle Radio Australia to chat with a man who is one of the top high flyers in Australia. Todd Eastman actually spoke to him last year. It was almost 12 months ago to the day. And there's a big show coming up March 7th for Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling. So he's here to tell us all about that and his first title defense, Robbie Eagles. And thanks for having a chat with us, mate.
Not a problem, Josh. Thanks for the lovely intro.
No worries. Now, I guess Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling is a newer promotion in New South Wales, and it's really cool that they've got somebody like yourself who's, you know, well-known around Australia, especially in New South Wales, as the first World Heritage Champion. First of all, how did your involvement come about with Blue Mountains Pro, and how does it feel being the first champion? Obviously good, but, you know, to represent the brand.
Well, look, I mean, my involvement came about with the promoters just sort of, you know, putting the feelers out there in the early stages when they wanted to run their first event, and they wanted to get the best talent that was available in our state. And I got contacted by one of them, the matchmakers, and they said, look, you know, we really want to offer you a spot in this tournament. It was a new company, a new place to wrestle, an area of New South Wales that I'd never wrestled before. So I thought, you know, what the heck, it's worthwhile, and I'm always up for competition. So that's sort of how the initial stages of me joining Blue Mountains Pro came about. And then after that, you know, the rest is kind of history now. I mean, I was lucky enough to beat not one, not two, but in total four opponents in the entire tournament in my run to win that championship. And, I mean, it feels absolutely great to accomplish something as being the first champion of a company, the inaugural champion, that's something that you can't take away from anybody.
So the first defense would be against Mick Moretti, and he's a member of the Four Nations. Now, he's known around New South Wales and around Australia. He's really been getting about the place. And yeah, so Bishop Summers was meant to wrestle you, but he can't make the matchup. So I believe May 30, if you actually retain the title, he'll be getting a crack at you. So, hey, it could be Mick Moretti, but you never know.
Well, yeah, that's part of the game that we play in the wrestling business and stepping into the squared circle. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And fortunate for me, you know, Bishop Summers and Mick Moretti, they're not strangers to me whatsoever. You know, I've had my battles with both of them, especially Mick. You know, they've seen he and I go up and down the country. You know, we've even gone as far as Melbourne with our wars. And I'm sure at some point it's going to spill over into, you know, the other states, Queensland and South Australia and, you know, eventually WA. And it might even go international, because the thing that's between Mick and I, it's not even competition anymore. It's just, you know, it started as trying to outdo the other and trying to achieve more than one another, but now we just fight. That's all it is.
He can really go out there in the ring, Mick Moretti, whether it's him or even his mate Rafael Sanchez. I've seen him in action, and Mick Moretti is just an absolute gun. He can wrestle, he can high fly, and he can brawl as well. I've seen him really slug it out. So, like, that's going to be a really cool matchup for the belt, you and Mick Moretti. If you're in New South Wales, you'd be a fool in the Blue Mountains area, especially a fool to miss it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mick and I, we battled out in the first round of the tournament, and I was very lucky to come out with the win that night. But what a few people don't really realize from that match that we had on the first ever Blue Mountains Pro event was that I actually severely hurt my shoulder right at the end of that match, and I required about 8 weeks of physiotherapy just for, you know, one moment in one match. So, I mean, to say that we don't lay it all out there when we face each other in the ring, that would be a true understatement.
How have you gone for injuries over your career? Have you had a pretty good run all up, or is it sort of, because I mean, being a high flyer, I know what it's like with folks like Nick Armstrong down here. He's popped his shoulder. I think it was a run there where about three times he popped his shoulder in a matter of months, just because of the he'd always hit this frog splash, and he'd always sort of land hands first on the mat, but the impact was such that he had shoulder problems. Do you run into that a lot being a high flyer and taking those extra sort of chances?
It's definitely high risk, but it's also high reward. When that reward pays off, it pays off in a big, big way, especially for depending on where you are in the matchup as well. You know, I don't take to the skies just for the look of it. I'm not doing it to, you know, impress anyone. I do that sort of stuff, and that's my style, because that's what's effective. That's how I win my matches. And yes, I have been plagued by a few injuries lately, only over the last couple of, well, really 2 years. First being the ankle injury that was during training that plagued me for about a month and a half. And after that, we had the shoulder in that match with Mick Moretti, as I was just mentioning. But nothing that's really taken me out of competition, which I've been very fortunate with.
That's good. That is good. And Lorraine Gold here seems to be, I guess, a Robbie Eagles fan. She's got a two-part question here. First of all, what inspired you to get into wrestling, and what drives you to continue? I know that when you were chatting with Todd Eastman about a year or so ago, which that one, folks, you can catch on our YouTube channel, that interview. We've lost Robbie Eagles. Technology is our friend here at Wrestle Radio Australia. Let's see if we can get Robbie back on the line.
Sorry, mate. Not sure what happened there.
That's all right. No worries. No worries. So yeah, as I was basically asking on behalf of Lorraine there, what really inspired you to get into wrestling and actually do it, like partake in it?
Okay. Is that the first part of the question?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Look, I mean, inspiration when I was growing up, it was pretty easy having an older brother that was into it as well. We both watched it, so that kind of just happens. But it was guys like Rey Mysterio, Psychosis. The luchadors of WCW is what hooked me initially, because I was already into comic books. Saw how they looked with the masks and the gear they were wearing, and that's what sort of got me enticed into wrestling and made me want to watch it every week after week. And then after that, as I started to getting to know the characters, people like, you know, Sting and Hulk Hogan, even to a degree, and Macho Man Randy Savage, the really over the top characters that were very eccentric, they were the ones that kept me as a fan. Getting into it, and what continues to push me and keep me in it, it really is that competition. And I've been saying it since day one, and I'll say it day in, day out. And as cheesy as it'll sound, I'm always looking to better myself. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I push myself, whether it's in the matches, whether it's in training, whether it's in the gym, whatever it may be, I'm always looking to do something better. So win, lose, or draw, I can take anything away from each match, because I'll always look back and say, maybe I won, but I could have done that better. Maybe I lost, I should have won, I should have done this. So that's what I'm always striving for. I'm always striving for not perfection, to be better, because I'm never, ever going to be perfect. And I understand that. That's why I always want to get better.
Is there a particular match over the past, say, 12-odd months since we last had you on the show that really stands out? I mean, like winning the belt for Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling, that's obviously going to be a good one. But is there any matches that you've had where you really, you came, you know, you went to the back after the match and you just thought, wow, like I learned something extra from that particular match in ring, whether it was from your opponent or you know, working the crowd or something like that?
I mean, I've had a couple of matches that have been had that result where I've walked back from them and thought, you know, this match was really good, and I would give myself pointers sort of mid-move or mid-match. I had a tag team match in the MCW in Victoria against the Loose and the Reckless, being Dowie James and Adam Brooks.
That was a beauty.
My tag team partner.
That was an awesome match.
Oh, thank you very much. My tag team partner being my older Ryan Eagles. And, you know, I've wrestled Brooks and Dowie before, and I've been on teams with both of them before. So I had actually been in tag teams with all three people I was in the ring with. And to walk away from that match, it was just one of those moments where we really felt like we hooked the crowd into something that they may not have bought into originally. So we were pretty happy. And I hadn't been seen in MCW for almost a year. So to still keep that sort of, you know, proud following and freshness, and they still knew who I was and they still knew who Ryan was, and they were into what we were doing, that was something that I really took back from that match.
Yeah, that's something that happens when, like, you know, being in Riot City, and you experience the sort of the same sort of thing out the back when somebody comes back and they haven't been around for maybe a year or two or three or 4 years, and they come back in and have that match, and like, I won't say who it is, so I don't want to out him, but somebody did a while back, and they after the show, they're just like, oh, I was so terrified, like I was worried no one would know who I was, and they wouldn't remember me, and they wouldn't make a noise, and I'm like, dude, it's you. Of course they're gonna react. You know what I mean? Like, it's I know what you mean, but it's pretty cool. And yeah, they do sort of welcome you back with open arms. And then, you know, you might do a particular move or something. I go, oh yes, that's right. Yep, I remember him. And good times. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to stay relevant, especially when you may not get for in the state or locally. We're not always able to make every schedule. You know, there's a wrestling show almost every weekend, at least in almost every state around the country. So it's very hard to be at all places at once. But the places that I do go to, I make sure that they count. Like, I make sure that the efforts I put in that ring is going to be remembered by every single person that's seated in that venue that night.
And Andrew Stewart from Victoria wants to know when you'll be back in Melbourne, or if you know when you might be back in Melbourne.
Well, Andrew Stewart's just going to have to ask people like, you know, your MCWs, your Warzones. You just got to ask the matchmakers, tell them you want Robbie Eagles and tell them who you want him to face. Or maybe you want to see me and Ryan back, but you got to let them know. And once they know, then the matchmakers will call. And once that call comes, then I'll be there.
That's it. Hashtag we want Eagles. Get it happening, Andrew. And Kurt Henley, who looks like a bit of a Shane O'Mac fan here, he wants to know if you can do the Shane O'Mac coast-to-coast maneuver.
I can't say I've ever tried, but it kind of sounds like a challenge now, and that kind of runs along what we were talking about, you know, getting better. So a challenge in front of me, that's almost impossible to, you know, put down and aside. So Kurt Henley, all I can say is keep your eyes peeled, mate, because if I try, I'll either crash and burn, and it'll look just as cool as if I did it.
Dude, be careful taking requests, mate. You don't want to go there. But Kurt, yeah, you might get your wish. You might see it happen March 7th if you're able to make it to Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling. It's going to be a big event. Let's get the details here. The doors open at 6:15 p.m. The show starts at 7 p.m. This is March 7th, and the venue here. Do we know the venue for the Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling?
Will be the Blackheath Community Hall, I believe, is where we have been putting it down in the Blue Mountains. But we also have the very special events coming up in Blue Mountains as well. You've got the Iron Fest, which is like a medieval sort of festival, which is coming up in April 18th and 19th, which is going to be a pretty big deal. And I believe Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling and the Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling, hopefully still champion at that point, will be in attendance.
Very cool. And also on the March 7th show, you've got Tyson Gibbs versus your brother, Ryan Eagles. That should be a pretty cool matchup. I'm hearing a lot about Tyson Gibbs lately.
Well, yeah, he was a man that I set foot in the ring with on the second round. And definitely remember that matchup. And unfortunately, you know, you can't always trust people in the ring. And Tyson wanted to be the bigger man for once. And he extended the arm out and what did he do? And he kicked me in the nether regions and didn't feel good. But, you know, big brother to the save, he got attacked from behind, and that's why they're going at it this time, because he needs his revenge.
That's it. Don't put your hands on little bro. That's going to be going down as well. And also Shazza McKenzie going to be in action. So you've got the women's wrestling there. You've got Mantis, who's going to be in action as well. He's been about the place in, I think, PWA and UE Pro. And him along with B-Boy, The Hive, they're a great high-flying act. So maybe we'll see some tag action from them in the future in Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling one day.
Well, yeah, Mantis making his debut, that's nothing but good things for him, because he's such a youngster and he's got so much talent. Him along with B-Boy, they're gonna go a long way. They already have the right mindset, and they're really fun to watch as well. So,
yeah, I saw them down in Riot City. I think it was would have been about 12 odd months ago, or maybe a bit less, and they were really impressive. Like, there's so much potential there in those two, and with what they can do aerially, you know what I mean. Like, a few more years of seasoning on them, and they're going to be great.
Yeah, well, we'll just see how they develop.
The ticket prices here we've got for the Blue Mountains Pro event. It's March 7th. Doors open 6:15 p.m. Show starts at 7. The tickets are $15. Kids are $10. If you want more information, head over to bluemountainsprowrestling.com.au. They've got all the info. Also on Facebook, just search Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling. And you can also call 0424-533-724 if you actually want to chat to somebody about things and get a bit more information, seating arrangements, all that sort of stuff. Get onto that. Accessibility, you know it, the works. Give them a call or hit them up online. And we'll get some quick fire questions happening here, Robbie, before we let you go. Favorite match of all time, or a couple that stand out for you?
Matches of my own?
We'll go one of your own, and then we'll go one of all time, one that you'd like to sit down and enjoy.
Okay, so, I mean, favorite match, it could be so many, but it's really put me on the spot. I'd have to say there was a 2 out of 3 falls match at the Liverpool Masonic Center with myself and older brother Ryan Eagles, and we just tore it up. He was venturing off to the States for a few months, and it was very special to us because it had been a long build, and it was a competitive match back and forth, and you know, I was able to get the better of him, but we had just such an emotional tie to that match because it was almost like a mini farewell for him before he left for quite some time. So that's definitely one of my favorites. Match that I'd like to sit and watch, anything with Sting and Ric Flair.
Aren't Ric Flair, especially Ric Flair matches, they're so easy to sit down and enjoy, like from start to finish. And most of the time you'll have the exact same match a lot of the time, and it's still, I just get the same kick out of it every time. I don't know what it is, but there's a magic about it.
Always enjoyable.
He's always good. And favorite tag team that you like to sit down and watch and enjoy from throughout the years?
That's another toughie. But I'd probably have to go with the likes of the Motor City Machine Guns. They were a pretty big inspiration for me when I was first starting out at training.
They were really cool when they were on the scene, you know, in TNA years ago, especially. They were almost like the Hardys, but the next generation of that young, like, go to woe, just they don't let up, they don't stop, and they did really innovative stuff in the way that the Hardys did a few years earlier. I think they're pretty underrated.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin still, they're two of the best that are going today. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that they don't tag at current day, but, you know, I mean, what they did in the past was very, like you said, innovative and stuff that no one had ever seen, and I don't think anyone can really replicate what they did.
Yeah, Alex Shelley's still going with the Time Splitters with Kushida in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and they've still been doing some really cool stuff. And now and then they'll replicate those Motor City machine gun tag moves, you know, where I think it's where Alex Shelley will sort of do the rollover and bridge sort of, or grab the neck, and then Kushida will come in and do the baseball slide drop kick. You know the move I'm talking about?
I do know the one you're talking about. I have seen it. So you could argue that the Time Splitters are just as good as the Motor City, and maybe they're like the new age Motor City. But yeah, I mean, Alex Shelley is great no matter what. Quite often the tag team partners he holds are just as good as him. So,
and somebody you see in Aussie wrestling over the next, say, or 12 odd months really breaking out, either within Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling and stepping up to maybe challenge yourself, or, you know, somebody else around the plate, PWA or in UE Pro, somebody that folks should really look out for a big 2015.
I think there's a couple of guys out there. The first name that comes to mind, though, and not to be, you know, trying to choose favorites or anything like that, but I'd have to say Michael Spencer from he's actually trained down with us at the PWA Academy. He's starting to make his rounds around New South Wales, and he's doing really well for himself, only being a youngster.
Very cool. And how are things overall at the PWA Academy? Because that is where your original, I guess, for folks who aren't familiar with you, your original sort of promotional home base, if you will. And you were talking to Todd a while back about the academy and how you guys are sort of training folks up. How is it going there? And what are the new class like at the moment?
Oh yeah, they're always eager. Some are more eager than others, so they obviously last a lot longer. And some of them realize pretty quickly that, you know, wrestling's not cut out for everyone. It is quite demanding and you know, very physical. And there are limitations to what you can and can't do, depending on where you're up to physically and what you're up to, you know, in a healthy sense. But the class that we often have are, you know, real eager, want to strive to achieve, and they want to get better as well. So, I mean, that's the kind of people I like surrounding myself with.
Very cool. And I know better than anybody that in-ring, definitely not for everybody. So, yeah, it's there's always a gig somewhere in pro wrestling. So, Robbie, thanks heaps for having a chat with us. Really do appreciate it. Before we sort of finish off plugging the Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling Show, where you will be defending the World Heritage Championship versus Mick Moretti, March 7th. But any other plugs you want to get out of the way, and any other upcoming events where folks can catch you, say Newcastle Pro or PWA?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, the first thing I want to mention is that, you know, the special thing about the Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling is that the Blue Mountains itself is a World Heritage site. You know, it's something that can't be touched and something that's going to remain how it is. And it's, if you haven't been there, it's something beautiful and amazing that you've got to experience. And that's what we're representing with the World Heritage title. We're trying to represent something special, something that's, you know, a landmark of Australia. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish as the champion. I really want to respect that, and I want to raise it to that level. So that's what we're trying to do with the World Heritage title. In terms of where you can catch me in the next coming, you know, weeks, I've got Newcastle Pro Wrestling this weekend on the 20th of February at the Charlestown Bowling Club. I guess you can go to Newcastle Pro on Facebook, or I think it's newepro.com. Can't quote me on that, though. You've also got PWA Australia on the 28th of February, returning to the Casula Powerhouse. March 7th, we've got Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling. And find Robbie Eagles on Facebook, and that's where I'll have all my dates and my appearances. And follow me on Twitter, at Robbie Eagles NSR.
What does the NSR stand for? I came across that earlier, and I'm like, what is the bloody NSR?
The NSR is actually for the Neo Sovereign Revolution, which is a long-running group. It didn't originally contain myself, but in its current formation, it's myself, Mark Davis, Ryan Eagles, and now Kingy's in the group. And it's just a group of guys, like I was saying before, we hang around like-minded individuals, and we want to surround ourselves with the best. So that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, someone's got to beat the Four Nations somehow, and you've got the Cure starting up in PWA now as well. So why not surround yourself with some allies?
Yeah, you're going to have to look out. I guess there's going to be maybe a gang mentality about the place this year. So we're going to have to be watching our backs.
Definitely.
Very good stuff, Robbie. Again, thanks very much for joining me. And don't forget, folks, Blue Mountains Pro Wrestling. It's happening March 7th at the Blackheath Community Centre. Details are at bluemountainsprowrestling.com.au. All the best with the first title defence, Robbie. And, yeah, we'll chat to you next time.
Thanks very much, Josh. Appreciate you having me on again.
Thanks, dude.
Everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight, the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be, an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's been edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. There's no need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
All right, before we get out of here, folks, bugger me, it's Travis Usden from MCW, Melbourne City Wrestling. Welcome back to the show, dude.
Hey, Josh, thanks for having me on again.
That's all right. We've got a big show coming up in Victoria as well, so it's not just the New South Wales folk that are treated to great pro wrestling action in the coming weeks because, this weekend in Essendon, it's going to be Vendetta, Melbourne City Wrestling, and it's Carlo Cannon versus Crackerjack. This one's been a while in the making.
Yeah, that's right. We're kicking off 2015 with a bang. Carlo Cannon versus Crackerjack's a match that's been, the build-up of it's been going for 6 months now. And, yeah, it's finally going to happen at the new home of MCW, the Ukrainian Hall in Essendon. So, really excited about MCW in 2015 kicking off, because I think it's going to be a really big year for us.
Very cool. And the Vimeo, that's still rocking. MCW still churning out the video on demand. How's that all going?
Yeah, it's going very well. The last event that we had, Final Battle, that's on there at the moment. And yeah, I had a chance to have a watch of that. And once again, very good event. So I recommend anyone that's interested in MCW or just want to check out our product to jump on Vimeo and search for Melbourne City Wrestling, and you can download and rent everything from there. And yeah, it's very good viewing.
And what other matches do we have scheduled for this Saturday night? Obviously the main event with the title on the line, Carlo Cannon. You know, Crackerjack's been, he went after Casey Cassidy, Carlo's misses, he's been playing mind games with him for months, and he wants that belt. But as hard as Carlo has worked to get a hold of the title, I know that it's going to be a hell of a fight come Saturday night.
Yeah, well, it became very personal a few months ago when Crackerjack actually speared Casey Cassidy, Carlo Cannon's girlfriend. Carlo Cannon basically snapped, grabbed a cricket bat with barbed wire and has taken it to Crackerjack's face, something that I've never seen. I've never seen that side of Carlo Cannon. He ended up having to apologise to all the MCW fans about that because there was children in the crowd and everything. Yeah, I think Carlo Cannon's going to have to go back to that dark side against Crackerjack this Saturday night if he's going to keep the title.
And what else are we looking at on this card?
Well, the last event we had new tag team champions, the world's friendliest tag team. Yes. Lockie Hendricks and TD. They defended for the first time against the original Hardway Inc. in Jay Andrews and Mike Burr. So it's going to be a great match. They were sort of at war for a while, especially Lockie Hendricks and Mike Burr. But over the last couple of months, Hardway Inc. have sort of shown some respect, and I think World's Friendliest Tag Team have earned the respect of Hardway Inc., so it's going to be a really good battle between the two.
Yeah, those guys, World's Friendliest Tag Team, they're so cool. You just want them to win, you know? You just want to get behind these guys. They're so easy to like, you know what I mean? There's some teams that, I don't know, there's that babyface thing where it's overboard, but with them, you gravitate towards them, you know? It's really cool.
At Thornbury Theatre, the Backstreet Boys never sounded so good when they won those titles, and the crowd were really getting into it. It was a really good, feel-good moment.
All right. Yes. Love it. Love some Backstreet. Hey, come on, I'm a 80s, 90s kid.
Yeah, so am I, man. So am I.
Yeah, you know where it's at. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Swedish-produced pop.
Yeah, digging that's it.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Also, we can't forget, we've got Kelly Skater returning for the first time on Australian to wrestle in Australia for 13 months. It's been a long time. So she'll be back, and she'll be taking on Sarah Monro. So it's a really packed card to start off in 2015.
Now, how are Brooksy and Dowie James getting on since they lost the belts? I know that there's been a bit of talk about, are they going to stay together as a team, or is there any sort of... is everything cool in the Loose and the Reckless camp?
I believe so. I haven't heard much. They've sort of gone a little bit underground since I think they feel they're a little bit embarrassed at Final Battle, so I haven't heard from them or seen much about them. So you're going to have to tune into the Vimeo if you're not in Australia, or attend events to see what's going on with those two, because, I said it from the start when they first got together, two very big egos, but they sort of were working on the right page and held the titles for a year. That's nothing to sneeze at, but haven't heard much or seen much from them since they dropped the belts.
And so anything else we can unveil here for this card, this Vendetta card, this Saturday night?
We've got another triple threat match. We've got BJ Hudson versus Emmanuel and JXT. And we've also got the new team that Sebastian Walker actually formed at the last event at Thornbury Theatre. And we got two representatives of his team. I'm calling it the Walker family, Slade Mercer and Gabriel Wolf. And they'll be taking on the team of Elliot Sexton and Mr. Juicy. We have a DVD coming out. Have you seen that?
I did see something about that. Yes, sir. Is it available yet?
That's a bit old school, but
is it available? Oh, bust out the Betamax.
It'll also be out
on 16mm film. But anyway, yeah, go on.
Yeah, that comes out in early March. So I've seen a couple of clips of that. It looks like it's going to be very funny. So, but they'll be in action together this Saturday. So.
Is that DVD, is it, I'm just at stab in the dark here, but because I know that, you know, behind the scenes, Mr. Juicy and Sexton are really good mates, and Sexton has helped Mr. Juicy get into the shape that he's in and drop those pounds and add the other pounds, if you know what I mean. So I'm guessing it's sort of like a look at their friendship, a documentary kind of thing, is that?
Yeah,
sort of
I think so. They've only showed like a couple of little clips at the moment, but I think it does go into that a little bit, Mr. Juicy's... his training and everything like that, but I think it's a lot more lighthearted. Like I don't know if you've seen the clip that they put on this week where Elliot Sexton runs in on him in the bathroom and rips off the towel off him, and there's a bit of the shenanigans like that. So, I think it's going to be really funny to watch.
Very cool. And, like the MCW crew, they've been sort of getting about the place. So down at Wrestle Rampage here in Adelaide a couple of weeks ago, and, there was a lot of folks. The tag champs were down. Carlo was wrestling Damien Slater.
Yeah,
cracker that one. So like they've been keeping busy, and everyone's I guess keeping in match form. So this Saturday night, I think fans will be in for a treat.
That's it. Yeah, and if you haven't checked out MCW before, this is the event to come check out. So the new venue that we've got down there in Essendon is really, really good. And what's really good about MCW in 2015 is the second Saturday of every month we're gonna be having a show at Essendon. So there's no more random dates or anything. The second Saturday of every month, MCW is going to be on. So it makes it a little bit easier to sort of plan and make sure you can be there when it's going to be on months in advance.
Very, very cool. And I guess at M City Wrestling on Twitter and Melbourne City Wrestling on Facebook is where folks can find MCW, and also the Vimeo page. I think it's vimeo.com/MelbCityWrestling.
Yes.
That's the address there.
That's right, yep.
I'm covering all the plugs. I don't even know why you're here, Travis.
It's taken you a few shows, but you've got them all now.
That's right. Off the top of the noggin now, I'm not even working with notes.
You're a true professional, man.
Not like 20 minutes ago when I was scrounging around for notes chatting to Robbie, but anyway, that's by the by. And what is happening in the world of Travis Eusden?
Not much. Anything much? At the moment, I've been putting a little bit of time. I'm trying to grow a bit of a beard. Myself and facial hair's not going great, so I think it might come off before Saturday, I think.
What kind of look are we going for there?
I didn't quite catch you on cam here, hang on.
we'll turn on the video. We are doing this by video chat, so we'll turn on the camera here and see what we're looking at.
Hang on. Hang on. This is great radio.
We need yours on. we love visual gags on this audio podcast here at Wrestle Radio Australia. Okay, I see. Yeah, yep.
It's struggling a little bit, but yeah, I have sort of had this vision that I'd give me that bit more of a rugged look, but I think it sort of makes me look younger because there's patches and
the Kirk Pengilly style moustache. It's very pirate like. You're getting into a bit of piracy there.
Yeah, it sort of looks like. Do you remember Team America where they stuck the pubes on his face?
Yes, absolutely.
It sort of looks like that a little bit.
Oh, come on, I wouldn't go that far, geez. But that's just denigrating yourself.
Yeah, so that's how wild my life's been. It's just been just growing the beard.
Facial hair a go-go. We love a good beard here at Wrestle Radio Australia. We all love a good beard. Alrighty, well, I think we'll pretty much wrap it up. That's all the details there for the MCW show. So this Saturday night, that'll be rad. And I guess thank you very much, Travis, for dropping by. Appreciate it.
No, very much. I hope to see a lot of your listeners down there.
All the best to you, buddy. And that just about does it. So thanks for listening to the show, folks. It was a bit of a short one. And looking at our storage for this month on the podcast feed, we might actually have a shorter one next week. In fact, I'll pop an old episode, an old interview on the feed from our YouTube channel, Bugger It, so you folks can enjoy a bit of a throwback. Might even pop that up next Thursday and team with the theme. So at Wrestle Radio AU is where you can find us on Twitter. You can find me at Josh JD Armour. Don't forget to share the show, subscribe, leave us a rating wherever you found it, and a review if you could do that. Be very much appreciated. Does help us get out to more people, gets the visibility up and the listenability up. You know what I'm getting at there. And big shout out to Thunderstag for our theme music, Dane Davies for our main logo on our cover art. Always punching above your weight, buddy. And of course, got to thank FNX.network. Thank you, Travis Eusden.
No problems.
And thank you very much, Robbie Eagles. All the best versus Mick Moretti, March 7th. Folks, as well, you know, I've got to thank you for listening. So until next time, I'm Josh Armour, and this has been Australia's Wrestling Podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. Woo! Yeah.
All right, cool.
And run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters.